judge found their testimony at trial very credible, that they had real First Amendment concerns that they could be detained by the military indefinitely under this unconstitutional law. The judge gave us everything we asked for and more. It's a very rare moment in American history when democracy and the rule of law prevails. The only about 130 times in our history has an act of Congress been declared unconstitutional. This is one of them, and a lot of those other cases involve anti-pornography statutes.
Well, and this occurs prospectively. That's one of the most remarkable parts of this. We've seen in recent years the issue of standing and state secrets assertions used to block any meaningful litigation, and often the plaintiffs can't prove that they were harmed or damaged in some way. And this, you know, relates to a law that presumably has not been enforced on anyone to date. And so this is even more remarkable that the judge agreed to declare this unconstitutional before it had actually been applied to someone and there was, actual proof in a given case.
Right. Well, that's true largely. We don't know whether, in fact, the law had been used by the federal government, because the government's attorneys at a hearing in a month ago in August stated in open court that the government doesn't keep track of the laws under which they detain people, which implied that they could detain people under this act, at which point the judge was very clear with them that if that were the case, they would be in contempt of court. So, yes, it is extraordinary that prospectively this protects journalists, activists, and any American citizen who wants to speak out on important political issues.
People in 40 of the 50 states really don't have much to say at all.
True.
Now, in the swing states this year, 9 of them have Republican governors. Florida, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, New Mexico, and Arizona all have Republican governors. And especially the big three, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, they have, you know, ferocious right-wing governors, Tom Corbett in Pennsylvania, Rick Scott in Florida, and John Kasich here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to hesitate to do what it takes to put Mitt Romney in the White House. So that includes preventing people from voting who are suspected of being Democrats. We don't have photo ID in this country, in the state, in Ohio. But there is, you know, has been stripping of the voter rolls to the tune of over 1 million people who have been citizens who have been registered, who have been kicked off the voter rolls for, you know, various technicalities, this and that. Of course, they're mostly Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And in other states, they do have photo ID, and which, you know, white, poor people, people of color, young people, old people, Native Americans don't have photo ID. And, you know, people say, oh, it's not hard to get. It is hard to get. You know, I mean, it costs money. You have to go downtown. You have to have a birth certificate. I mean, it's ridiculous.